American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Live from the recent past, this is the Worst Little Podcast. We're your host, 6 Mile Station. Our special guest tonight are the Reverend Rory Dowd. We got Chewy in here. I'm Spike from 6 Mile. We got all the boys from 6 Mile. Welcoming. We want to thank all of our loyal listeners out there for downloading again. Hopefully enjoying us maybe on your morning drive to work, your evening walk with the dogs. This is the Worst Little Podcast.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
All right, Tyson, how was your weekend, buddy? What'd you do over the weekend?
I tell you, Spike, I had a great weekend. I drank in our basement bar every night until I think I only got like 4 or 6 hours of sleep over the whole weekend. It was wonderful. I didn't go out. I didn't see anything fun.
6 Mile Station has a new headquarters.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Feel free to come visit us. The address is 1380 Falland Way. It's near College in Sierra. John, how about you? What'd you do over the weekend? You had a little party, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. A little bit of an acoustic jam at my house.
Now, you had a very special guest for that, right?
Oh, yeah. My buddy, Rab, from Very Pretty Pigeon. He was in town for the weekend.
Now, you were in Very Pretty Pigeon before, right?
Yeah, that was about 2 years ago.
Very cool. It's a very pretty pigeon.
Yeah, it was an extraordinarily fun jam session.
I've seen prettier
session.
Pigeons.
Yeah.
Nathan, what about you? What did you do over the weekend?
I just attended to everyone else's funds. So, like, the jam was really badass.
Basement drinking.
Yep. Great. And Jeff?
No, basement drinking.
Jeff, what about your weekend? How was your weekend, pal?
I didn't get a weekend. I spent 15 hours at work on Saturday and then slept it off on Sunday.
Oof, that is rough.
Sounds good.
Yeah. We're going to take a brief break to mention a sponsor. Tonight's show is sponsored by Third Street Bar, featuring 6 Mile Station, the Herbert Bale Orchestra, and Deadly Gallows, coming up December 7th. That's an absolutely free show put on by the Confluence and Toontracks.com. So make sure you check that out. Third Street Bar. That is December 7th.
Cover charge?
No.
Cover charge at all.
We don't roll that way.
Speaking of Third Street Bar, as a matter of fact, we have somebody that we need to call tonight. Our guest comedian for the evening, Mr. Patrick Shillito. Getting out my phone here. Let me just find the contact. Already pulled up.
Answer the phone, fat ass.
Is it an iPhone 4 or 5?
It's a 5, yeah.
We have a plug right there by Rory.
Hey, Mr. Patrick, give me just 1 second.
Very professional.
All right.
Now yell at Rory's mic.
Oh, yeah.
While talking on your own.
Hey, Pat, this is Spike over at the Worst Little Podcast. Just calling to check in, see how the stand-up scene in Reno's doing.
The stand-up scene in Reno is doing just fine, Spike. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. You know, we always like to check in with various elements of the artistic scene here in Reno. So could you just fill us in on maybe some cool shows coming up or maybe open mics people want to check out?
Actually, there's a really good show coming up December 28th over at Third Street Bar. It's our annual holiday hangover show. This year, our headliner is Miles Weber.
Oh, wow.
He's a comic from L.A. Mm-hmm. He was on Last Comic Standing, various TV shows. I think it was on Showtime. I'm not 100% on that. But, yeah, that's the show I'll be hosting. As far as the other stuff, I believe the Great Basin Comedy Competition starting back up in January. Of course, you can always check me out and the various local comics competition at Third Street Bar every Wednesday at 9 p.m. How are you guys?
Funny.
Now, Pat, yeah, I know that the comedians, they just hate it when we do this, but it's part of the show. It's part of the fun. It doesn't have to be good because it's the Worst Little Podcast. Could you tell us a joke?
What do you call an 8-eyed pig?
I don't know.
A pig!
All right, Pat, thanks a lot for checking in with us. We'll be sure to support the show soon, and we'll go ahead and post those dates you mentioned on the website for the podcast.
You guys have a good one.
All right, thanks
you're
a lot,
welcome,
Pat.
Sir.
All right, boys, well, it's probably about that time for a musical interlude in the show. What do you think? Should we play a song?
I think we should.
All right, great.
Fuck it.
We're going to play a song, then we'll come back. We've got some questions for Chewy and Rory that we'd like to ask them. So this first song we're going to play, it's called Crystal Clear.
This is a pretty cool one. Anyone who's followed the band has known that you know, it's taken the 6 Mile Station a little while to solidify the lineup, but this is it. The last 6 months, it's really been fantastic. And the reason I bring this up for Crystal Clear is the very first day that Jeff came to jam with us, we had just come up with this idea. That was the first time we jammed with him. We were like, yeah, this Jeff fella is the missing piece to the puzzle that is 6 Mile
and here
Station.
I am. Yeah,
and here he is. So without any further ado, we are 6 Mile Station, and this is Crystal Clear.
To move, but I'm tired of sitting in the waiting room. Would you take me by the hand and walk me through the door? I can't eat and I can't sleep. I've been having dreams, I cannot breathe. Oh, doctor, would you tell me what they're for? Oil keeps spinning, and I am standing still. Got no opinion how that makes me feel. Should someone take the time, show me what I miss? Can't adjust and I can't relate. I'm getting anxious and I can't see straight. Oh, doctor, would you tell me if I exist? Oil keeps spinning and I am standing still. Got no opinion how that makes me feel as I fade away.
Fucking rad.
All right. Well, that's going to be on our new album. It's going to be coming out sometime mid next year.
The police are on their way because you stole the show.
That's right. Speaking of stealing the show, let's check in with the regular host now, Mr. Reverend Rory Down. Got you of your Reverend. How are things?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was fun.
How's the open mic been going for you?
Pretty well, actually. Yeah. The last month and a half, we've had at least 10 to 12 people signing up every night.
That's great.
Good crowd, last into, you know, a good point in the evening. Everybody have a good time and go home. Not a lot of drama.
Now this, you know, hosting an open mic, being so involved with an open mic like that, puts you in a unique perspective on the Reno music scene. Do you think you could give us an insight of the names we should be watching out for, of the people that have been signing up? Who are some of the up-and-comers that maybe we don't know about yet?
Well, frankly, a lot of them I've tried to have on the show already. Right now, those who haven't been on the show.
Yeah, the young bloods.
Yourself, for instance?
Wouldn't want to lay a bet on some of those yet.
Okay. Fair enough.
Just, I mean, because really, we have had a lot of people. I mean, some people who I've liked recently, who I met at the open mic.
Sure.
Would be like Lucas Young.
Oh, yeah.
And
an incredible talent. Touring mm-hmm. Texas a lot.
Oh, crap. My other favorite, Canis.
Oh, yeah. Josiah Knight.
Josiah. Thank you. I just completely blanked on Josiah's name.
Transplant from Portland, I believe.
You're a terrible guest story.
No, he's a great regular down at the open mic there. Yeah. He's there like most weeks. Comes in, plays a couple songs. Is always fantastic. I like there's a good quality of people that do play there.
That's great.
There are a lot of people who are trying. Just like I am one of those.
Fantastic.
I have the same four songs. You'll hear most of them every other week.
That's great. It's a really important part of the music scene to foster.
But
you really shine when you host, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah. Rory is an excellent host and so far a decent guest.
He's always on point with his champagne and caviar, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of handshakes, baby kiss and whatnot.
No, I'm a recalcitrant guest who can't pronounce things smoothly.
I don't know what recalcitrant means, but
yeah, you said it better than I would have.
Mulish.
Now, Chewy, how about you? What's new in the world of Chewy?
Shit, I'm gonna pee on this guy's face out of my butt. That's taken out of context.
Can I throw out a little something before we move on to Chewy?
How can that statement ever be in context? I'm sorry.
No, this is Chewy's time now, Rory. We'll be right back.
No, I am actually going to pee out on a guy's face.
All right, thank you, Chewy. Now, Rory, if you'd like to continue with the point you were going to raise.
Well, it's a pleasure being on the show here tonight because I was having a great day earlier, looking forward to the show, and then something happened in the middle of the day that kind of took the wind out of my sails.
Do you care to elaborate, or is it too personal?
Oh, yeah. At about 1:30, I got a call from my daughter's school that she needed to come home for fighting. Fighting with 11 children in line at recess.
No! Wow. Like, you mean she took all 11 on?
She's really sketch on the details.
That's something Rick specializes in.
But,
what about those 11 girls, Riku?
Going down.
She's...
Yeah, well, evidently she was playing some freeze tag, and when the bell rang, she was it. And she is kind of a sore loser.
That's kind of how sports work.
She kind of shoulder-checked some kid in line and got pushed back. And then, kids had marks on their necks, scratches on their faces, and bruises on their shoulders.
Jesus.
Fuck you.
That's my girl. So I'm thinking martial arts next week.
Freeze tag is now a contact sport, and thanks to your daughter, it's going to be the next thing outlawed in schools. This will be the nation's next controversy. Freeze tag deemed too dangerous for school.
Guns are okay, but freeze tag is too much.
Yeah.
I'm sure the kids that she hit don't appreciate the martial arts idea.
Well, no, then that's the whole, if they do it at school, they get, like, really in trouble.
Karate.
At the other school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Grown-ups are dumb.
Yep.
I got in a fight at school one time, and I have a domestic on my record because I was homeschooled.
How old were you?
I was homeschooled.
Homeschooled till you were 19? Like, how do you, how does that stick on your adult record? No?
I was just trying to make a joke, Rick.
Oh. I don't get jokes, I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's okay because it's not time for jokes. It's time for questions.
Bah!
Oh, goody. This is my favorite part of the show.
Oh, you mean. Go for it.
That's the one. All right. Tonight's questions are brought to you by a dear friend of mine from my theater days, Mr. James Lipton. I will ask you each the following 10 questions tonight. On inside the podcast studio.
Should we score it? Should we score it? We should probably score it.
We'll go ahead and score it.
All right, here, Rory, hand over the fucking pad and paper, bro. Come on.
All right.
What the fuck is this chicken scratch bullshit? All right.
It was a metal band, so they.
Rory, I just want to say I really enjoy my coffee, guys. I really enjoy my coffee.
That is
Thank you so much.
Cup of coffee.
Go fuck yourself, yeah.
All right, Rory, we're going to start with you. First question, what is your favorite word?
Fuck.
Chewy, same question.
Used to be fuck, but I'm kind of fond of cunt.
All right, a severe group. Rory, what is your least favorite word?
It's not something I think about often, so give me a second here.
Oh, you can think of one.
He has to unblock it from his mind.
Starts with a W.
Welsh? I hate the Welsh, too.
Yeah, Welsh, no. No, I mean, at least it'd have to be something that, like, just sucks to say. I don't know, Wabbajack. No, that's fun to say. W words are always fun to say.
Well, maybe start thinking of a different letter.
Letter. There's a lot of them.
X, you got right. 25 more choices, pal.
Right, that's why I'm saying, yeah, W I already crossed out. Blancmange.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
That
Do you know the
awful.
Definition of that?
Some amorphous goo on Monty Python that ate things.
Excellent. Chewy, your least favorite word.
I dislike the word bicycle.
Okay.
Noted.
I hate everything about bicycles.
Rory, what turns you on?
Skin.
Ding.
Yeah.
Chewy, what turns you on?
Food and liquor.
Man, I can masturbate without blowing myself.
Also, take it out of context.
Stop saying
Shut
that.
Up!
Rory, what turns you off?
Bad hygiene.
Chewy, what?
You? I'm kidding, you're much better than you used to be.
Chewy, what turns you off?
Bad attitudes and meanness.
Good answer.
Shut up!
Rory, what sound or noise do you love?
Yeah, that covers it.
I'm going to give you bonus points for sound effects and preparation. Chewy, what sound or noise do you love?
Brick saw.
Nice. That's really butch.
That is really butch.
Soothing.
Rory, what sound or noise do you hate?
The standard alarm clock on your nightstand.
Yes.
Oh, God, man.
That's the worst sound ever.
Yeah, no, that is the absolute worst noise.
Like,
so,
I hate
that's
commercial.
Why so many people are grumpy.
I hate that fucking movie. What, Groundhog's Day? Because it happens like 80 times in the movie.
No. Not to be a stickler here,
but
in the movie
starts
Day,
with the guys, the radio.
Sonny and Cher on the radio. I got you, babe.
It's true.
Very end of the song, and then it goes to the two DJs.
Yeah. Not to shoot an arrow in your blimp, which is a phrase I just coined.
Shoot an arrow.
I like it, though.
Worth about a nickel.
And Chewy, what sound or noise do you hate?
Nagging.
That is a sound.
We might have already covered this. Rory, what's your favorite curse word?
I'm going to go with cock gobbler.
Chewy, same question.
I don't know. I guess shit is real popular around my home.
Very, it's a good utility word. It's the leatherman of
swears. I use shit a lot.
Rory, what profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Any profession?
like some. If I had all the training in my profession in that one, or just try it with no training? That makes a big difference.
That does make a big difference. If you had all of the training, if you just had all of the required skills and wisdom ready at your fingertips,
what would you be?
Robotics. Totally.
Good answer.
Totally.
You would make robotics or you would be a robot?
I would be making it for the goal of.
All right.
I'm down for the cybernetic implants, man. And I would use myself as a test subject.
True. True. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
I've kind of always wanted to be a cab driver because my old days as a pizza driver, you got put in a lot of situations where you get to meet a lot of interesting people,
sure.
And you never know what the hell you're going to get. So
yeah,
way to reach for the sky.
Yeah,
Your dream.
I want to be an engineer.
I create Skynet.
Your dream job. Your dream job is a totally attainable job.
Yep. I could probably do that.
Congratulations, Chewie. You can start your dream job tomorrow.
I think you need a clean DMV for that, though.
All right, Chewie. What profession would you not like to do?
Shit truck driver.
The guy, totally the guy, disgusting.
Who, the guy who goes around piping out the shit out of the Sandy Hook.
Sure. Reverend, same question.
Anything in home health care ever again.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. That sounds awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, you're scarred from wiping Tard's asses, huh?
Wow.
It just wears on you. You know, and those parts of your Jesus. Psyche and soul never grow back. You just kind of get rubbed off.
Have some decorum, man.
You just kind of get rubbed off.
Show
no,
some
no.
tact.
Should I have said window lickers instead?
Yeah, so there you go. An elderly, it care, you know, I cared for a baby. You know, that's fine.
Yeah.
All right, next question.
That's enough feces for me.
Yeah.
Here we go. Final question. You're going to want to make this. This is going to be worth 3 times bonus points.
Whoa. Hold on. That's a lot of math.
Doesn't.
Tyson's a
just pick it. Just pick a number.
He's going to actually do math and shit here, probably.
Yeah. Well, I want to do it right. You know, I don't want to mess it up. My dream job is to be a score tabulator.
His first foray into score
the,
tabulation.
The guy behind the television screens on Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm. Tyson's favorite cuss word is abacus. All right, final question for all the marbles. Rory, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Hmm. Hey.
What up, my N-word?
Effectively, yeah.
Right.
All what
right.
up, my faggot?
because God would openly accept homosexuals into heaven.
Absolutely.
The implications
oh,
of it. Yeah.
Totally.
No,
totally.
I like it. I like promoting unity in the heavens. Dude, Chewie, that- if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Go Raiders.
Fantastic. All right, Tyson is just going to go ahead and tabulate some scores for us now. And right, while he does right. that, Nate is going to teach us an interesting fact from the science world.
An interesting fact from the science world.
Yes. In a new segment we're calling, Nate Unpreparedly Answers for a Question because Spike threw him under the bus.
Well, Hubble turned 23 today.
Ugh. Oh, yeah! Woo! Let's all have a bonus shout out for the Hubble Space Telescope turning 23 today and providing us all those beautiful pictures
Carl
from
Hubble
oh so high
years
in the
ago.
Sky.
Yeah, no.
It's interesting you went with that because all day they
oh,
had
yeah,
that
no.
whole
right.
new Mars probe thing on the news.
Hmm. Well, Hubble's better. Just saying.
Hubble's done a lot for
Hubble
us.
Has got a lot of great pictures.
Hubble is yeah. the Hubble's most awesome. Productive scientific instrument ever made.
When yeah. they first and, put it up, did it not work for like 2 years?
Like 2 minutes, and they were like, oh, we got to spend $8 million to go fix it.
The score's calculator?
I remember right, yeah, being so, like, we got to fix it like a year later or something, wasn't it? Like,
yeah, but...
It was long enough to be in the news that it sucked at first.
Thus concluding our segment, Unintentional Science Fight, here on Worst Little Podcast. Tyson, with the
all right,
scores.
All right, so... The Reverend Rory Dowd came in at a whopping minus 943.
Damn, that's lower than Dave Richards.
The lowest score in the history of the Worst Little Podcast.
And Chewie came in at a modest but impressive 1.69 million.
Wow.
highest score. Wait. I don't think that's right. You forgot to carry the two.
You made him multiply. I don't think it worked.
If he carried the two, it wouldn't have ended in 69. And that was essential.
All right.
Well, that wraps up.
Hey,
questions.
Good game. Yeah. Good game, brother. Yeah, yeah.
Tonight's questions were
I'll
brought
be,
to you.
I'll beat you one of these
next
days.
Time, yeah.
Yeah, next time. I got you.
Got it.
Tonight's questions were brought to you by the Crystal Bay Casino, featuring 6 Mile Station, December 14th, playing an after party for the Dead Winter Carpenters. Again, this show is absolutely free. All right. Well, now with questions behind us, I suppose maybe it's time we play another song. What do you say, boys? You feel like playing?
Sure.
I love your enthusiasm. That it, as host,
it has a, yeah. a like a
to play your song
NPR on meth kind of a feel. You know,
just NPR.
No, NPR slower. I think NPR on meth.
Maybe just like NPR on
a lot of
jelly beans.
NPR on 6 Mile.
There you go.
Oh, speaking of NPR, we should mention that it's time for currently bringing you great programming like this, the 6 Mile Station Pledge Drive, to keep wonderful music alive in the Reno, Nevada region. If you send just $5 to 1380 Phelan Way, Reno, Nevada, 89503, you will receive a coffee cup. Unbranded, brand new coffee cup delivered to your door. All right, this next song is called Hey There, Kid. It goes a little something like this. All right. Well, you know, at this portion, we're in a room with a lot of people that got a lot of different things going on. I just want to talk to some people about some other stuff they do. Tyson You're a photographer, right? You shoot a lot of photography for bands here in town?
That's what people keep telling me. You know, it's like so weird to me that like you go and you tell bands like, hey, if you can buy me a few drinks, I will come and shoot your show and give you photos.
Sexually,
yeah. And so, and then they don't ever contact me. They're all excited at first.
I don't really want to spend the money on drinks.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you know.
Well, now musicians are notoriously flaky.
See, we thought we were going to get some free drinks, and I'd give you one of my tokes, and that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Now, does this offer stand for all Worst Little Podcasts? I do want to say, listening out there, could any band listening now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you can contact me. It's Facebook/Tyson Schroeder Photography or just whatever. Find me. And then I also want to throw out my buddy Tony Contini, who's another concert photographer, and he's awesome as well.
Oh, yeah. You can see a lot of his work in the Reno Tahoe tonight.
Yeah. And he was shooting a show Saturday night at the Knitting Factory, and some fuckhead little prick punk piece of shit stole all his camera gear.
Damn.
And it's like Canon gear. It's in like a blue canvas bag.
What was the show?
Yeah, I don't know.
What was the band?
You know,
he should really post a model number to everybody to keep their eyes
peeled. He's working on it. But if you hear of anybody who just came into a bunch of camera gear,
keep your eyes peeled.
Hit me up, and I will hit them up with my face fist.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
So now, John's in another band as well, the Deadly Gallows. What's going on in the world of the Deadly Gallows, John?
Well, I mean, we're doing the exact same thing here at the end of the year,
well,
December 7th.
Good opportunity to talk about that some more.
Yeah, we're playing at a Third Street Bar with Herbert Bale Orchestra. If you haven't checked them out, you should. They have some really good recordings on their Bandcamp.
Yeah, they really are tremendous.
And they actually have some...
Those guys are homosexuals, allegedly.
Are they? Huey, why do you have to be like
that?
I was
saying that about a whole different band.
Queen?
The Deadly Gallows?
No, I was actually saying about that.
Not all.
Think about UNLV's football team.
Yeah. Quite often. Yeah. Can't
stop
tell
putting it back in perspective.
I'm sorry.
If Chewie's talking or if it's a sound clip.
That was definitely not me that time. No offense, Rick. I know you're trying to do the radio.
It's
I know
so
you're
the radio. Now,
Nabit always has tons of stuff going on. Does a lot in the electronic world under the name Nate Bit.
Oh, well, I
that
don't know.
So rad. Is that really
you? Do the 8-bit stuff? The cool, yeah, like the nerdcore stuff?
Dude.
Oh, well, yeah, it's chiptune and stuff. And, now I'm getting more into like integrating acoustic instruments into it and stuff. So it's kind of becoming its own sound.
That's cool.
Very cool.
And so I'm doing some recording right now and maybe, in maybe 6 months have a. Like an EP out or something.
Yeah, because most people do electronic music because they can't actually play anything, but that's not true with you.
Yeah. Yeah, this is true.
This is a lot of music.
Spike,
now, one interesting thing before we move on about Nate's electronic music, and he said he's incorporating the acoustic instruments. He actually builds and restores and repairs all sorts of electronic and acoustic instruments. And so, again, to all the musicians listening out there, if you have any
absolutely
needs, any gear repair... Nathan Carter on Facebook. You can find all of us through the 6 Mile Station page.
That's Spike, don't you have a Loudest Folk reunion?
Yeah, we're going to do a little Loudest Folk revisited December 17th at the Alley. One more time for the sake of it. And we really have an incredible lineup. We're going to have Dave Barry and Cliff Porter from Jelly Bread.
Yes.
And we have Moses Jones from Buster Blue. Yeah.
Nice.
And we have Lucas Young.
Nice.
And we have Michelle Stephanie Pappas, who's been recording here at Dogwater, and it just sounds out of this world.
Mm-hmm. She is so awesome.
And a good friend of mine in the band's Mr. Liam Kyle Cahill, who's actually, he's working on putting out his debut album right now. He's got a whole Indiegogo campaign going. There's 8 days left from now, so probably, 3 to 5 days left from when you might be hearing this podcast. You can pre-order his album for $10. It's really going to be phenomenal. He's got some monster players on there.
He's so fucking sure, dude. That dude's rad. So
yeah,
sure check totally.
Yeah. Pay for his album because we need to support local music before it comes out. Would be helpful.
Yeah,
that's always helpful.
Now, Jeff is going to tell us an interesting story about the time he went to dinner with Ferky.
Is he still there?
I'm here. It's super lonely here. I can't.
Don't cry, Jeff Balls. It's okay.
Yeah. No, you get to go to dinner with Fergie. You don't get special privileges again in your life.
No, and Dick Clark as a grant.
I've met Fergie at least, and we. Yeah. No.
Was it awesome?
Yeah, it was okay. She's better than it was better than I expected. You know.
Did she smell nice?
When you say it was better than you expected.
It was better than I expected.
but on a serious note, Jeff, right before Jeff joined us, he was in another band. The timing actually worked out perfectly because the band kind of had a set date that they were going to end. It was called the Earth Scraper. They did 3 live performances and a multifaceted video piece. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that process, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Earth Scraper thing was cool. It was like a six-month band. We had a start date on the summer solstice, and I think we ended it right on the winter solstice, so it was exactly 6 months. We did 3 shows, 3 music videos, 1 full-length album, and a bunch of other stuff in just a six-month period. We think we recorded the full-length in a little less than 2 weeks.
Nice.
It was a severe time schedule. And I think we pressed it the day before the last show. So
fuck.
Was it pretty gratifying artistically to push out that much content in such a short time?
Yeah, after being in as many bands as I've been that are unproductive, I'd say it was nice and refreshing to spend the 6 months being extremely productive.
Sure.
With likewise motivated
when you're
people.
Doing all that recording, you knew you had a finite date of when you guys were going to be stop being a band.
I believe that's it was pretty, June 21st.
It's pretty efficient.
it was really efficient, especially because we did all the recording ourselves. We took it on all alone, and I think it came out all right.
Now I know when me and Tyson came to see you, we heard it was the last Earth Scraper show. John told us about it, and we said we're going to go scout. Going to go scout this drum and check him out.
All right.
Now, we came to the show, and it was in a big, cool room at UNR with the wide-open windows. And I remember it was specific. The show did not start until sundown. So was the sun a factor in the shows? Did it work into the overall artistic message?
Yeah, the sun. And like I said, it started and ended on solstices. So the sun has definitely played a large factor in it, I guess. Unintentionally, it reappeared through all of it.
Like, we're kind of like a druid band?
A druid band?
That's so awesome.
All right, well, keeping things on the vein of the local music scene and things going on, Rory, you're up on the scene. So far for 2013, we're getting down to the end of the year. It's starting to be time for all the best of lists. Right now, as of, mid-November, what are your front runners for album of the year coming out of Reno?
I got no clue, frankly, because I have a wide variety of albums that I thought came out this year that I've been finding out are actually a year or two old.
Well, that's
so.
By Reno standards, it doesn't have to. Within the last couple of years.
If you can buy it in Reno currently.
Yeah. I really like the Wolpertinger album that just came out. Right. That was a really well put together album.
Now I'm not even familiar with this project.
3 episodes ago, check it out.
Okay,
it's in the archives.
I will.
No, Tom Plunkett's in it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Gary Kephart, Wolf. Yeah, a couple of it's great. Wolf and Rick. Yeah,
all right.
No,
great,
great band. Really, really good. This their most recent album that I did a review of in the RTT. It's a great album. I really enjoyed it.
Fantastic.
Oh, God, a second one. Hey, let's see what Chewy has while I think of another idea off the top of my head.
I think they're reissuing that Milli Vanilli thing that they recorded here at Sierra Sonics back in 88. That was pretty good.
Very obscure. Very, very obscure.
That
Stabby Unicorn.
Pinky Polansky.
Well. I really enjoy that album.
Brought you that.
Sure.
Well, what was it called? Like Licking the Magic Castle?
Yes, it was. Exactly.
Now, Rick, I'm sure you've got some good answers for this, especially being a guy who does a lot of the recording here.
I don't ever get out, though, and I don't ever hear anybody else's stuff. So,
well, but you're recording over half
I listen
of the
to
albums,
a lot of children's music.
My
is
answers
my
are the. Yeah, right? My answers are based on just what I recorded this year.
That's fine.
Yeah.
What's your favorite album that you've recorded this year?
That got completed this year. I love everything. And Michelle's album doesn't count because it's not completed yet. So we're moving that from it completely. God, the Actors Killed Lincoln CD is so awesome.
Yeah.
It's so awesome that I did this year.
Excellent.
And that was all done in this
year. And that's all wrapped up and available?
Yes, 100%. And it's at least, I don't think they've had the CD released yet, but it's available online.
Cool.
And but I love the Licking the Magic Castle is fucking, that's really awesome. And the Michelle Pappas one that's about to come out is incredible. But then they're all different feels, you know? These are all different genres of stuff, so.
Now, Rick, do you have any funny stories over the last year? Maybe one of the wackier things that's happened in here while you've had an artist in session that you'd like to share with us? Maybe somebody slipped on a banana peel or spilled the coffee on an old lady.
Or a microphone.
Or shit their pants.
Or shit their pants. Fuck. No. It's been a boring year.
All right.
Really, there's no... God, nobody ever asked me any questions. Damn, there's not been, like, any crazy thing. Nobody's freaked out on drugs or... the one band on the podcast was too drunk to play. That's not that exciting, though, really.
Which band was that?
That happened, like, two or three times.
Oh, we edited the show so that nobody would ever know.
Right.
But they did play.
Oh, that, yeah.
You
yeah.
can edit out drunkenness?
Yeah. They played...
The song started, but, like, completely...
I remember that now.
And then they just went, fuck it.
Did they stick around? And did they have to come in and recut their songs? Or
no.
What?
No, they attempted to play more songs than were on the podcast. And it was cleverly edited to sound as though that never happened.
Magic.
Fantastic.
So, God, that's not that great, though. I mean, nobody's, like, puked on anybody. Nobody's been in here doing crack or, you know...
So I think
damn,
it sounds
it's really
like,
a boring year, huh?
I haven't like gotten mad and yelled at anybody and slammed doors.
No, like freak out or no, you know, a couple people like didn't show up for sessions. So, you know, the Pistoleros have been kind of crazy, but it's just their normal crazy, you know.
Sure,
like in that, and I just expect that with them. Andy brought his kid, who's like this little kid, and he had to sit in the room and play video games quietly while we did drum tracks. And so we just shoved earplugs in his ears and set him in front of the thing with the controller, and he was totally quiet while we tracked drums right in front of him.
Fantastic.
So, I mean, that's kind of... But
hey, I just noticed something. Where the fuck is Nick at? He's not even here on the show this week.
Who's Nick?
Nick who?
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Nick is in his alter ego as...
being an amazing rock star.
Yeah, in a band full of Reno band sluts. Liver Scars are playing with Cadaver Dogs right now.
Yep.
I am a fan of Liver Scars.
Yeah.
They deserve a good blowjob, you know?
The fuck are we doing here?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah. That sounds like
Ron
a good
Wayne,
idea.
Hell of a drummer. And just everybody. Everybody in the band is really just a monster talent. Yeah. Now, speaking of Nick Ramirez and talent and you, Rory, and things that you do and things that Nick does, can we get a little update on the Merry Anarchy Winter Ball?
Yeah, Merry Anarchy Winter Ball's coming up December 6th and 7th.
It's
a Friday and Saturday.
Bands
42
well,
bands.
Let's focus on December 6th because tonight's show is sponsored by Third Street Bar featuring 6 Mile Station December 7th. Joking, of course. Bit in the act.
But see, that's where I am going to have to beg to disagree, because that midnight after your show, hopefully there, everybody should still come over to Merry Anarchy.
Oh, absolutely.
Where we'll still be happening, and I'll turn 40 years old at the stroke of midnight.
At the stroke of midnight.
Yeah. And then you'll see me crumble into dust like at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I think it's safe to say that we know the audience here of the Worst Little Podcast. I don't think our show is going to pull anyone away from the Mary Anarchy Winter Ball.
Well, you never know.
I've seen quite a few people coming out at the 6 Mile shows that I've gone out to.
Well.
And you are a close fourth or fifth place for my daughter's favorite local bands.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. I'll take that.
Hopefully none of those bands playing Mary Anarchy are big fans of you guys and aren't going to be at your show, too. You know, it's going to be tough.
Hopefully, if our band gets in a fight with 11-year-old girls, your daughter will be there to straighten them out for us.
Get them in line.
What?
Was it 11-year-old girls?
Yeah, no, I just
no,
like 11
stop me
girls,
11 girls. For a second. It was 11 7-year-old girls and a couple of boys.
7-11.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh, yeah. Well, when the time's up, you know, if you're in.
Now
you're
they
in.
Think Riku's the crazy one, and nobody fucks with crazy.
Like your mom.
Now, before we move too far away from the Merry Anarchy, who's on the lineup this year, Rory?
A lot of great local acts. I don't have the list quite in front of me right now, but...
it's pretty much everybody, right? It's always everybody.
There's a lot of everybody. There's also a lot of new bands.
Segway's playing. Are they reuniting
There's
should we just say who's not playing?
I was
6 Mile Station.
There's a Segway surprise definitely happening there. There's also a new band called Octarine, who's a new configuration of some people who've been playing around for a while, but kind of super secret there. There's The Lighter Thief.
Lighter Thief, of course.
The Lighter Thief will be having a feature performance with Princess Bombs herself.
No!
Oh, yeah.
Really, you're going to let her play the show even after she beat up 11 kids?
Yeah, watch out.
Well, yeah, dude.
Dude, she's going to...
Dude, no, it's Marianne. It's Mary Kay and Winterbowl. This is like fucking
punk
Christmas,
rock, street
kid.
Cred.
This
absolutely.
Is like, this is Christmas, yeah. Kid. You don't fuck this up.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
No, it will be an ultimate punishment, sure, if not mm-hmm. getting to do it. But no, right now, she's on the bill. My daughter is on the bill.
That's
also,
right there.
Kittenhead from L.A. is going to be coming up.
Is
there,
it true that Spike and Jackson will be on the bill?
Spike and Jackson, there's always.
Other Spike.
There's two?
Let's not confuse the listeners.
Yes.
The fuck?
Exterminator Spike.
Non-compete.
Totally. From the softball team.
Season
now, which, one of you is, which one of you is first?
Oh, the other Spike.
Okay.
Is first.
So you're Spike 2.
I didn't call him Exterminator Spike. You told me to start calling him Pest Control Spike because it's a PC thing. So sorry about that, Spike.
Right.
Yeah.
You fucking imposter.
I guess I'm Spike 2 if you go chronologically, but I'm Spike 1 if you go by...
It's probably twice your age.
By actual reality.
I dropped my pick. All right, now the final thing, one of the best parts, the most admirable part... Admirable part of the Marianarchy Balls is that they are always for a charitable cause. So who is it benefiting this year?
Nico of Nico's Deli.
Okay.
He's fighting cancer right now. There's been a lot of fundraisers for him. We're going to do what we can to contribute to the larger cause. Because, you know, when it comes to the terminal and those life-threatening, you know, like you got to fight fighting chance of survival. Every little bit helps.
Absolutely.
And real, you know, I mean, in case in point, somebody else on the bill who's always been on the bill, but Tom Plunkett, he'll be, I believe, with Wolpertinger is going to be playing at Marianarchy. He was last year's Winter Ball beneficiary, and Tom is this year cancer free and doing great,
kicking
and
ass.
Feeling happy. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, woo.
God, I really want a zero right now.
Marianarchy is one of my favorite things we do.
Is silent.
Euro. Give me some fucking food, Nico.
Marianarchy is the best thing we do with Reno. Yeah, I think it's the coolest thing we as a community do for each other. Yeah,
absolutely.
And it's just, it's local and it's wide reaching and more people have hooked onto it. This coming May, after the Winter Ball, will be our 10th May Marianarchy.
Wow.
So we're kind of in a build up to that. And it's really exciting that we've been able to have this kind of event for that long. And
and
he doesn't take he tries not to take credit for it, but Nick's the man. This is his baby.
Yeah, yeah.
This he's done a whole lot for a lot of people with this over the years. So in his absence, I say, hang the bastard. Fuck you, Nick.
Well, I see the fellas over here moving around their microphones. I think it's time we played you another ditty. This song is called The Devil. It's autobiographical.
I'm a guy.
tell me no, cause you don't know my limits. But if you wanna take a ride, we'll just try to keep up. Be the last man standing, cause I don't give a fuck, said. You can't stop me now. No one can fool me now. You can't stop me now. No one can throw me down. Yeah, throw me down. 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 Throw me down.
Thank you very much. Well, man, it has just been a pleasure to be on the podcast tonight. We're Six Mile Station. We want to say a big heartfelt thank you to everyone for having us. To recap all of the wonderful shows that we've talked about tonight, going on this and every Monday night, the Blazing Mics open mic night over at Jub Jub's, where you can catch the Reverend Rory Dowd. That kick off at 9 p.m., Rory?
Sign-ups at 9, starts at 10.
Sign-ups at 9, music starts at 10.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Great time.
Six Mile Station coming up December 7th at the 3rd Street Bar right here in Reno. Again, December 14th at the Crystal Bay Club. More information for both of those shows on our Facebook and our website, www.sixmilestation.com, where you can find links to us on just about everything, Instagram, Twitter, you name it, we got it. However you want to follow us.
Get in line.
Yeah, get in line. because that's how you follow.
It's a mamba. Really.
Yes. That's right. We got a big old conga
internet
line of
virus-y
folk.
Mamba.
Yeah.
When they come in like just like this massive wave.
Hey, and I just want to say thanks for having me onto the show tonight.
Absolutely,
I'm a big fan. I've longtime listener, first time guest.
Truly a pleasure. You really enjoy
your work.
Thank you.
It's been
how
pretty about
cool.
that?
Thanks for having me and Rory.
How
on.
About that?
Thank you very much. The other show we talked about
isn't
tonight,
that something? Yeah,
Marianarchy Winter Ball, December 6th and 7th over at Jub Jub's. Is that in the big room at Jub Jub's?
That's going to be in both rooms.
Both.
We're
rooms
starting
at Jub
in the
Jub
bar,
Jub's.
But halfway through the afternoon, we're going to be alternating between stages. Setup time for bands is going to be a lot simpler. You'll have a little more time. It won't be the
sure.
rush.
There'll
it's been
be
in
non-stop music.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be great for the bands, great for the
crowd. We're gonna have about 12 hours of music both days, so please come check
non-stop,
us out.
You're not gonna have to wait through a
raffles and
like
really, we could
auctions.
Call it the Marianarchy Winter Balls.
Jeff Balls.
Yeah.
Nice balls.
Yeah. Whatever Jeff it takes balls. To get balls into the equation.
Worst
huh?
right?
I love Christmas balls. They're the best.
6 Mile, you got anything to add before we mosey on home and hit that dusty trail?
Nope.
All right, fantastic. So just to recap, I am Spike from the band. On bass, we got Mr. Tyson Schroeder. On the drums, Mr. Jeffrey Knight. You heard him tonight on the trumpet, the trombone, and the banjo, John Underwood. Tonight, you heard him on the fiddle, the mandolin, and the accordion, Mr. Nathan Carter.
I just want to say I appreciate you guys having me and Rory on the show.
Thank you very much, Chewy. You really did an excellent job.
Thank you.
From all of us here at the Worst Little Podcast in 6 Mile Station, good night and good tomorrow.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
All right. We're going to do the real show?
Okay.
I can't believe that worked out like that.
Backwater Studios.
I was so fucking high. I tripped. For a good 5 minutes, I was just... What the fuck's going on? The walls are changing shape. Is this really happening?
Yeah.